Welcome to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service and solutions for our community. And One South Coast Chamber, right here on FM 95.9, AM 1480 WSAR.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. We are doing the Education Spotlight today, sponsored by Bay Coast Bank. And we are very pleased to have Jim Benson with us, the president of Bishop Stang High School in Dartmouth. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate the invitation to speak with you and to speak about Bishop Stang.
Well, we're excited to hear. You know, with all the changes that have come about, particularly with the closing of Bishop Conley at the end of the last school year, I'm excited to hear you fill us in on some of the great things that are happening with Stang and how the transition's going with the students that have moved over from Conley, and just how things are in general. So you're halfway through the year. You will be as soon as school is over for the holidays.
Right.
How has the first half of the year gone?
Well, the first half of the year has been really a good start to the year. It's been a smooth start. It has been energized by the 95 students that joined us from Bishop Conley. There are about 110 students that needed to find a school, and 95 of them chose to attend Bishop Stang last spring, which we're really happy about because they brought a new energy to our school and a vibrancy that has helped solidify our programs and even some of our single elective courses. That was a tough time, Mike, back in March when the bishop had to make that really difficult decision to close Bishop Conley. That was a day that was a real challenge for the diocese. It was a very difficult situation. And what we did at Bishop Stang was just opened our doors to welcome the students to say, hey, we know this is hard and we're with you now in your mourning, in your grieving, but we're here to provide this opportunity for you to consider us as your next step of education. And I was really proud of our team here at Bishop Stang, and especially the students. Students did a remarkable job welcoming the students from Conley, created a couple of programs in the summer, some social opportunities for kids to come and for families to come and connect. And it's gone well. We've been really proud of the work they've done. We've surveyed them recently, and the majority of students are really enjoying it academically and socially here. It's been hard. I mean, you know, many of them, they didn't expect their school to close, and it did. And so that left them hanging there for a little bit. So the transition has been a challenge, but they're really happy with where they are at Bishop Stang.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that they're happy, because I know the tradition, just a family tradition for some of those students, it had to make it tough. I mean, I know families who've had five or six people, aunts, uncles, grandparents, that had graduated from Conley, and then, and the last student in the family, as an example, isn't going to get to graduate from Conley, and that was very, very tough on the kids. But I'm glad to hear that it sounds like it is going well.
Well, we have made plans, just like we did with Coyle and Cassidy. So we have an alumni medal ceremony. And so for Bishop Stang, that means an alum can present a medal to the graduate of the next generation. And we did that last year with Coyle and Cassidy, and I expect us to do the same thing with Bishop Conley, that will continue to at least have, you know, some form of tradition here that Bishop Conley can be recognized.
I think that's a terrific idea. I mean, I just, you know, at 17, 18 years old, as the kids are coming through, it's very important to recognize that. And it's not just for them as a 17 or 18 year old, it's for them as a, you know, just the family tradition part of it as well, which is always, always important. I mean, I know my wife has three brothers and her father, all graduated from an all-boys Catholic school in Connecticut, Fairfield Prep.
Okay.
And the tradition that they feel and that they have amongst each other and the pride, it's incredible, you know, from mm-hmm. On a family side of things. So I know that that's very strong, but it'll grow and it'll change. And as we know, sometimes change is really hard, but change can also be very good. So
yeah, you know, I have so I have spent my time in the first semester, some of my time having lunch with the 11th graders right now, and I meet them in groups of 10 or 12, sometimes as low as 6 depending on the day, just to get some feedback on how their experience is going. So I've had a lunch with a number of students from Bishop Connolly, but one of the things the students, I ask the students is, you know, what elementary school they come from and what high school they transferred from. And you know, a few times you'll hear students talk about, you know, the school is, you know, well, I went to this school, but it closed, and now I'm here, and that's hard. And what I would like to share is that I think it's really important that people understand that Bishop Stang is the future of Catholic education, that we are a strong school in this diocese, and Bishop Stang isn't going anywhere, and you know, Bishop Stang, along even with the work they're doing at Bishop Feehan and Pope John Paul and the elementary schools that exist, the tide is now turning on Catholic education and what we're doing in the diocese. And I'm excited that I'm part of that as a new leader, and that that Bishop Stang is a part of that.
Well, that's really good to hear. I mean, I know, I know I probably know a lot more alumni than I realize, but I know three or four alumni who are they're very powerful people in the region and at the state level, and they swear by Bishop Stang, and they're real believers in Bishop Stang, which is, you know, I think it's important. I think it's very, very important, and I'm a firm believer in the future of Catholic education. I have three adult children, and the middle one is a middle school director at a school in suburban Philadelphia, at a Catholic school in suburban Philadelphia. So if he lived up here, I'd probably tell him to call you for a job, but I don't think he's going anywhere.
I'm a product of Catholic education all my life. I'm a third generation Catholic school student in my family, first generation college, but third generation Catholic school student. And so it's all been throughout my family. It's been throughout my life. I've been involved in Catholic education all my life since I was in first grade. I even joke, I did go to a public college, but even when I went to a public college, I worked 4 years in a Catholic high school in Queens, New York as a maintenance person. So that counts. And that I will say was my first job in a Catholic school. And 36 years later, to be leading a school like Bishop Stang is a real privilege.
That is absolutely fantastic. And yeah, I didn't go all, I think, high school, I went to a public high school, but I went to Catholic grammar school, and then I went to Villanova, which is Catholic university. And, you know, so our family is very much split between the Augustinians and the Jesuits. We always have great, we always have great debates over, you know, over which is which, and then we go back and forth over basketball and sports and all that kind of stuff as well. It's all in good fun. But on Sunday we had my newest granddaughter was baptized, and the priest who did it actually was an Augustinian who went to Villanova, and he's a friend, a very good friend of my daughter-in-law's dad, and so he got to really give the give all the Jesuits in the family, because give them a little grief that he got to baptize the baby, because we have my son went to St. Joe's, my other son went to Fordham, my brother-in-law went to Georgetown, and my father and my brother all went to Fordham as well. So there's all the Jesuit side of the family, and then of course my father-in-law and the guys I mentioned earlier all went to Fairfield Prep. So we like to go back and forth, but it's all in good fun.
That's great. And that must make for some interesting dinner conversations too. I always joke too, I'm the oldest of four in my family, and I joke with my siblings that I took the I made the sacrifice to go to a public university so my parents could afford to send them to Catholic universities, because two ended up going to Stonehill, and the other one went to Mount St. Mary's up in Newburgh, New York.
Right.
And I always remind them, but that I made the sacrifice so they could do that.
That's funny. Yeah, the things you do. See, I was the youngest, so I went to Villanova, and but everybody else went to schools. My sister went to public school at University of Delaware. Jim,
well, I won't hold Villanova against you. I'm a St. John's graduate, and my daughter's the captain of the cheer team at St. John's, and I think this is the year we might finally be able to beat Villanova in basketball.
Well, I hope not. We'll find out in the next month, but I hope not. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is Mike O'Sullivan with One South Coast Chamber and Jim Benson, the president of Bishop Stang High School. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service and solutions for our community, and One South Coast Chamber.
I'm Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber, and we are back with the Education Spotlight sponsored by Bay Coast Bank. And our guest today is Jim Benson from Bishop Stang High School. And thank you for joining us, Jim. So, Jim, you and I, we talked on the side a little bit about the admissions and the application season that you're in the middle of. Where's Catholic education? Tell me where that's at the moment. It's been through a lot over the years.
Well, Mike, I think specific to Bishop Stang, when I took over a year and a half ago, what I thought was most important was that we get out and tell our story. And we don't wait for people to come to us to learn about us, but we go out to the community. So we had a pretty aggressive marketing campaign just to invite people to come check us out. We hired a new director of communications, Elizabeth King, and she's done some really impressive work on our social media networks, Instagram, Facebook. And what it does is it gives people a glimpse of what's going on a day-to-day basis at Bishop Stang. It's our highlights. It's, you know, what we're doing as a school, what we celebrate. And I think that's yielded some good benefits for us. I'm happy to say that our applications are up this school year. Our giving has been up. We just did a week of giving in November, and we look to raise just, you know, $15,000 to unlock a match gift of $15,000. And we tripled our goal. And
wow.
I'm really proud of that. And a lot of that was just influenced by social media, people spreading the news. Our school visits are up. So I'm encouraged, but there are certainly challenges among Catholic education, that everybody's dealing with throughout the country, and that's financially. You know, we know that it's a great sacrifice for families to make, but I'll argue it's a sacrifice worth making. Number one, it's an early investment in the college application process. I tell our ninth graders that the college application process starts for them the first day they start at Bishop Stang, because they're, you know, writing out there, they're starting to write out that resume and list the things that they accomplish. So while we know it's an investment, we feel that if they make the investment now, it'll save them money in the future. Last year, our senior class graduated and earned over $24 million in college scholarships. Over 80% of our students received some type of an award. So that's something that we're really proud of. And we feel we do college prep better than anybody else in the region. And we think it's a smart investment for parents to take advantage of that. So the news is good. Our application deadline is January 5th. Applications are still coming in. We're really excited about that. And we're, you know, looking forward to shaping the class of 2028.
Wow. 2028.
Hard to believe.
It's very... That makes me shake my head. 2028.
Right.
It just seems like, you know, my youngest graduated in from high school in 2014, and it seems like he was just there.
We're getting near that decade. The new decade, 2030, and you know, that's the other piece about Bishop Stang. We're in our next year will be the last year of our strategic plan, our current one, and we're hoping to start creating our new one that will take us all the way to 2030. And what will Bishop Stang look like, you know, in the year 2030. So We think it's a really important time for families to consider Catholic education. We think of the over 200 years that Catholic education has been around, that this is the most important time in our history. You know, we have a lot of, sadly, some incidents and some teenagers who are, you know, suffering from, you know, significant anxiety or depression. And we believe that using our faith and prayer to help combat that and being in a community of love and kindness is really the best environment for people to feel good about themselves and feel as part of a community. And Bishop Stang offers a lot of that opportunity. Right? For instance, right now we have 8 Catholic elementary schools here today, 4 from New Bedford and 4 from Fall River, who are having an Advent retreat. And they're learning really positive messages about what is the meaning of Christmas and to see beyond yourself to help others. And we believe that when people take on that challenge, they learn a lot about themselves and grow in confidence. And so that's why we think it's a great opportunity for families to consider us.
Wow. Now, so of those 8 Catholic high schools, is that all 8th graders?
8th graders, yep.
That's exciting. You know, that really is exciting stuff. I mean, I don't know if you know Matt Roy at UMass Dartmouth, but Matt runs a program where actually 7th and 8th graders actually get to go tour UMass Dartmouth and spend somewhat of a day. And if you're not involved in it, maybe you could get involved with it, because I know he's got kids from both Fall River and New Bedford that go. But it's a great program, and it gets the kids at an early age into the high schools, into the college as well, to see it. So, and with the point being, get them started before they go to high school so that they can see, they get a feel for what it's like, so that it doesn't feel like this unattainable goal, especially for kids from the gateway cities.
Agreed, Mike. And what makes me proud is that it's the students who are running it. You know, they're running the retreat, and, you know, they run the tours here that we have when we have families and students visit. And it's our students who represent the spirit of our school. And that's what it's about. And our students are the best sellers of why their peers should be here at Bishop Stang. And so I'm proud of the work they're doing today.
How many total students do you have at Bishop Stang now, Jim?
So we have 555. We saw an uptick in enrollment last year. Our ninth grade class, before Bishop Connolly entered, our ninth grade class grew 10%, and we're optimistic that growth will continue. That's going up. Our giving has been going up. You know, we have our new field that we're really excited about, and, you know, those were all raised dollars of over $2 million. So the fact that the community came together and raised that money for the field was really exciting.
Yeah, that's, anytime you can engage the community like that is really a good indication of the success that you're having. I know I've got a nephew who plays baseball. He lives up in Marshfield, but they played at Bishop Stang this past summer. The fields are nice.
Field, and it's multi-purpose. It's soccer, boys and girls. It's lacrosse, boys and girls. Field hockey, boys and girls. Our football team, softball team. So we're blessed to have the use of that field.
Yeah, it's always good. It helps the kids. Our kids take more pride in when the facilities like that are really good. So Jim, you had mentioned earlier that you are in the process of applying for your own 501c3 status. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we are. So, Bishop Stang is a diocesan high school, and the Catholic Schools Office in the Chancery has taken a big role in helping manage our finances. When I took on the position, I had been in conversation with the Chancery and the Catholic Schools Office about Bishop Stang having its own 501c3, and we feel like there's many advantages to that. One being is that we can manage our own finances and execute on some initiatives quicker, and two, it gives those in the community more confidence in our ability to manage our finances and our financial accountability. So we will always be a diocesan high school. That's important, and the diocese will always own our land. But now when tuition money and donations come into Bishop Stang, when we have our own 501c3, that will go into our own Bishop Stang account which we will oversee. So what I like to usually say, Mike, is that we're going to have sole management of our finances. And that will allow the Chancery and the Catholic Schools Office to put their attention on other things, and that I have a team of experienced individuals here that will help us manage that, including a new board. We have an advisory board right now, but for us to have our own 501c3, our board will have to operate differently. So when I say new, I mean it's going to operate differently. Some of the members will stay the same, and new members will be added. But the board will have the fiduciary responsibility to oversee that the school is managing its finances and managing its initiatives and facilities in proper order.
That's terrific. That really is terrific. And, I've heard so many different folks in the not-for-profit world who, once they get that 501c3, they feel like there's an uptick in donations and fundraising. Just because the money's going directly to a specific spot, not to say that going to the diocese is not a right. specific spot, but it just, if somebody wants to make sure their money goes right to Bishop Stang, they know that it does, which is
right.
always a big help.
Yeah, and what excites me, and when we make it official in July, we'll be controlling our own destiny, and that's important to us.
That's exciting.
That we will control our own destiny. We create that strategic plan. We can create the initiatives of what we want to work on. So in January, we're actually going to do a dry run. We're going to open up our own financial account in a few weeks and have control of our money and then see how we're managing that. And then we'll have to create a bylaws for our board. We'll have to do some other paperwork. We'll have to get our own EIN. But we're excited about it. This will be a historic move for Bishop Stang that we're going to celebrate when the next fiscal year starts in July.
That's very exciting. Jim, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. I'm Mike O'Sullivan with One South Coast Chamber, and this is Jim Benson from Bishop Stang High School, and we'll return shortly.
Welcome back to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service and solutions for our community. And One South Coast Chamber.
So I'm Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber, and we're doing the Education Spotlight sponsored by Bay Coast Bank, and we are joined by Jim Benson from Bishop Stang High School. And welcome, Jim. So Jim, let's continue the conversation a little bit more about the 501c3 status and what that means for Bishop Stang. It sounds like a great thing.
Well, what I'm really happy with is the new board members that are coming on to our board and the work that they're doing. And, we do have some challenges that face us. I think all, Catholic schools, all schools for that matter do, right? It's about enrollment. It's about finances. It's about, your building, your capital. The building of the facility itself is about, 65 years old, and it needs some TLC. So I've got some smart people now that, I think we'll be happy to announce come July who that board is and the work that they'll be doing. But, overall, we're heading in a very good direction. And the energy around the school is very good. We had a lot more new supporters who got involved with our week of giving. So our support is increasing. As I said, we have, applications are up. So it's an exciting time for us at Bishop Stang.
That's good to hear. That's very good to hear. Now, you've mentioned a couple times, you've mentioned things like capital improvements. At one point earlier, before we started, you had mentioned some solar plants that you have.
Mm-hmm. So when I took the position, we noticed we had a few leaks in our roof. And so we worked with the diocese to get a loan to replace those roofs. So we replaced three roofs in our building. And then to help pay down the cost of the roofs, we invested in solar panels. We worked with Resonant Energy, and they have just about finished installing the solar panels on two of our roofs, actually 541 solar panels. And starting in March, we're going to turn the panels on as the sun angle gets higher, and we fully expect that the sun will be taking care of our electricity, and that will lower our electric bill nearly $100,000 a year. So we're happy about that. We're happy that we're going green with the electricity. We're hoping that that will lead to a couple of other green initiatives within the school. We have a green club here at Bishop Stang, and they're talking about maybe doing some composting and some other things to help bring attention to the environment. So, and we're hoping that this will be really good for our students to learn about how solar panels work and things that you can do to conserve energy.
That's exciting because, solar is such an important part of where the world is headed.
It's amazing.
Is.
And I've talked with other parishes that are doing it, and their electric bill has gone down to zero. And so we own the panels, and so we've got a good relationship with Resonant, and so we're excited to see what it brings. On top of that, we're looking at our heating system and HVAC system. So we have an engineering company in doing a study on that, and we'll probably have some work to do there. I've invited a group of individuals to form a facilities committee, and we're just taking a good hard look at our facilities and what should be priorities. We're looking at windows, looking at how we seal our building. So we're starting there, and then we'll see what we can accomplish. But as I've said to donors in the community, we're going to need people's help. It took, hundreds and hundreds of families, Mike, back in 1956, 57, listen to, Art Downey and Bishop Connolly at the time, that there was a need for a Catholic school in the South Coast. And I have a book with a program that lists hundreds of families who donated, from everything for desks to chalkboards to crucifixes to create this school here in Dartmouth to serve everybody along the South Coast. And we're going to need that same enthusiasm and interest. We're going to need, hundreds of people to step up to bring Bishop Stang into the 21st century. And so that's what I'm going around sharing with people, that I need you to be part of this, because it's a great school. It does great things for people on the South Coast of the community. I get it's not a school for everybody, but for those who do attend, it changes lives.
Definitely. And, I think when you go back to 56 and 57, I think that was that modern day version of what they call crowdfunding today. Start a GoFundMe page or something like that. Is in today's world, it really is. I mean, banging on doors, getting $1,000 a household, which was an enormous amount of money back then. Not that it's small today, but back then it was an enormous amount of money. But banging on doors to get $1,000 per household was. I know communities that's how the first hotel was built and things like that, which really, really changed the economic outlook of places.
Mike, there was a generosity and optimism in that time period that led to a lot of great things, not just here in the South Coast, but around the country. And that's the mindset we need to get back, that optimism and that generosity, that we do this together as a community for the kids. To give them an opportunity to have an opportunity to make a choice about where they go to school. So I'm excited to help lead that, and I'm excited for that optimism to regain a stronghold here in this area, because Bishop Stang is going to be around a long time, and we want to make it the best Bishop Stang we possibly can.
That's great to hear, and I'm sure the folks in the community are excited by that. You've mentioned once or twice, working on a current strategic plan and then working on a strategic plan for what Bishop Tsang might look like in 2030. Can you give us a little idea on what those may look like?
Well, right now, Mike, the strategic plan that we have now really works on five areas. It works on academics, our Catholic identity, our capital expenditures, facilities, finance, and our governance model. So the fact that we're recognizing our own 501c3, upgrading our board, making these facility improvements, that's the current strategic plan we're acting on. But in next year, my vision is to bring more people in from the community, whether they're, obviously the students and the faculty, but also, I would say, bringing in alum and friends of Bishop Tsang to have some, to offer their opinion and their vision on what they see as important priorities for the school to meet. I'm hoping we can create more partnerships with local industries. We have so many talented kids here, and I think it's really important that as they get into that upper grade level, juniors and seniors, that they get an opportunity to go out maybe and explore a career of interest before they get to college, or explore an industry that they might be interested in. So I hope that we would create more partnerships among organizations across the South Coast. There's a lot of really great industries in this area that kids could learn a lot of. So that's my hope. So that would be like one idea for the strategic plan. But, the other is how can we upgrade our facilities, evolve our programming. I'm excited that we're going to be offering engineering as a class next year. Anatomy and physiology is another hot class that students want to take. So I'm excited that our curriculum will be evolving. In fact, they're filling out a survey this week to give some feedback on what topics they'd like to see in the curriculum. And so I think it's important that we evolve with the times. And I would hope the strategic plan would be covering that.
Well, that's exciting stuff as well. It's very exciting stuff. And I think, the Chamber can probably help you with some of those partnerships and getting the kids out in the community. We've done some things like that in the past. We've had businesses visit schools, and then we've had educators visit the businesses. And it's amazing it's amazing what the educators learn about the businesses. You don't realize how much things like robotics are involved in business on a very, very regular basis today. It's a lot of interesting stuff. Jim, we're going to take a break,
okay. And
we'll be right back, and we'll continue that thought. All right?
Great. Thanks.
Welcome back to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service and solutions for our community. And One South Coast Chamber.
I'm Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber, and we are doing the Education Spotlight, sponsored by Bay Coast Bank, and I am joined by Jim Benson, the president of Bishop Tsang High School. And welcome back, Jim.
Thanks, Mike.
And, we were having such a great conversation, I almost forgot where we left it off.
Yeah, I think we were talking about the strategic plan and the career piece. And, one of the activities our students really like, and if there's any alum listening, this would be an opportunity for you or an invitation for you to consider. But we have an alumni Q&A on Fridays where we bring in one alum who speaks of their career. What they did after they left Bishop Tsang and graduated college, and that's been really impactful for our students to hear that journey. And so we have a career Q&A on Fridays. It happens between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. And so if anybody wants to take part in that, you can just go on our website and email me, jbenson@bishopstang.org, and be happy to listen to to a proposal.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. You've got some, you should, have you ever had Senator Rodericks on?
I don't know. Not last year, my first year, so no. So I'll have to look up the senator then and maybe send that invitation to him personally.
Yeah, I'm 99.9% sure he's a Bishop Stang alum.
That's a good thought.
And that's a very successful, strong, just absolutely really nice guy. You know, came from Westport, grew up in Westport, lives in Westport. If I was a student, I think he'd be an excellent alum to
Great.
Come speak. And Lord knows he's very good at public speaking. And he'd be, if you need his email address, I can send it to you.
Excellent. All right. Yeah, and I'll send him the invite. That'd be great.
Yeah, he really is a wonderful guy. I think we have a meeting with him this week. So I'll try to mention it to him as well, because I'm sure he would love to come back.
Be happy to show him around. And you know, that's another thing that we've been doing, Mike, is trying to host more events for alum on campus. We just had our Hall of Fame here back on campus for the first time, and we put in the 67-68 basketball team, put in the 2005 hockey team, and we just brought people back, and as well as other individuals. You know, Phoebe LaPlante was another one, and everybody just had such a great time just reliving their memories on campus. So that's something we're trying to be more intentional about, is opening our school to more events on site for alum.
Well, I think that's great, and if I'm not mistaken, another guy you should have is Bill Burns. He is the director of governmental regulations, or government affairs, rather. I'm butchering it, but director of government affairs at South Coast Health. I believe he went to school with Senator Rodericks, like a year or two off. And of course, South Coast Health is such a great employer in the region, and they deliver. They deliver great health care. So Bill Burns probably be another great person, and another person who's really excellent at public speaking. So those are my two recommendations for the day.
Great, Jim. For the students to see role models in the community who, you know, took their education at Bishop Stang and really went out and lived the mission, spreading the goodness of God to all. And that's really the mission, that's in our mission statement, and we love people who go out and live that. And both the individuals you spoke of do that very well.
Yeah. I can, if you don't have them, I can send you both their email addresses.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Both wonderful people and exciting, very, very exciting. I'm sure that they'd be happy to come back and speak to the students. One area that's always important in a high school that we haven't talked about is athletics. So tell me about athletics at Bishop Stang.
Well, I'm proud of our athletic programs. Where do I get started? Well, I think first, we refer to our programs here in athletics as co-curricular, meaning that they're co-curricular because they really enhance what the students are doing in the classroom. They take their skill sets in the classroom. Critical thinking, critical reading, and just that discipline to get assignments done. Bring that out on the fields. I'm really proud of all of our student athletes, but particularly for instance, Lowell Copps, who just finished seventh in the state as a junior in the cross country meet. We had a Final Four tennis team last year. Our golf team fell just short in the state championship, lost by a couple of strokes. Our senior Matt Costello, who's moving on to University of Connecticut, we have a talented group there. We have a talented group of baseball players who got to the Final Four. So we're excited for what our students can accomplish on the field. We're excited about young coaches we've hired, girls basketball, boys basketball. What I really like when I go to the practices is the teaching that's going on. I tell all the coaches that I consider them educators as well. They're working just as hard as the teachers. They're just teaching different skills, but students are learning the same things that they would in a hidden curriculum, responsibility to teammates, you know, showing up on time, working with one another. Those are all really good things. And, you know, our athletic program is a vibrant program, and I'm excited to see what we can accomplish this year.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I've read that over the last, maybe the last 6 months or so, that some of the coaches that you have hired are actually returning alum.
They are. Let's see. Well, our boys' basketball coach is not a returning alum. We're giving him a pass from that. But our boys' basketball coach, Jacob Ashworth, he was the leading scorer at UMass Dartmouth, if you remember, for not leading scorer, but three-point range. I think he led UMass Dartmouth. He set the record for most three-pointers in a season.
We'll let him slide.
We'll let him slide on that. But you know, the boys team is, you know, it's a good team. They're young. We're excited to see what they can accomplish this year. Our girls basketball coach is a graduate though, Kaylin Aguiar. I believe she graduated here in 2015. She's inherited a young team, and we're really excited to see what she can do in building that program. So we're excited for that.
That's good. That's good. And you know, local people coming in as the coaches are great. And I'm sure the boys basketball they'll grow and do well, and the girls basketball the same. It's always, you know, it's nice. It's really good to see young people either, you know, come back or you know, as in the case of a UMass Dartmouth grad, stay. Those things are important. They're good for the economy. They're good for the kids. You know, and you know, you and I, we've already offline, we've talked a lot about the quality of life around here, how beautiful it is to live here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the, you know, for these young folks to be able to get good jobs and work with the kids is just outstanding.
Yeah, it's great. And you know, boys basketball team took the you know, defending state champs Archbishop Williams last week, took them, you know, right to the end, and was actually leading in overtime, and a couple of our big guys fouled out right in overtime. That hurt us, and we lost by a point. So the kids are working hard, and both coaches, you know, Kaylin as the girls' coach and Jacob Ashworth as the boys', are really inspiring.
Well, that's good. That's too bad the boys, they couldn't have pulled that one out. That would have been a big win, big win.
Yeah, and yeah, our football program at Dennis Golden, I'm not sure if you saw that online, but I think it had about 25,000 views. But our students gave their football jersey. Each player gave their football jersey to a teacher that inspired them throughout their years here. And so it was really pretty neat and a nice surprise for educators to be thanked that way.
I did see that, and that, I thought that that was a tremendous, just a tremendous connection between the students and the educators. And I love to see things like that. I did see that online, and I thought that that was just great.
Yeah, and that's our seniors did that, and it was a tearjerker for some, I understand, and it was just really well done. And again, kudos to Dennis Golden, who's been described as heroic by you know, his players, and what a role model he is, and in positive influence he is on others. And kudos to our new director of communication, Elizabeth King, for capturing that. It was great, and that's the part I was telling you about earlier, is giving everybody a glimpse. Here's what goes on at Bishop Stang, and you should take a look because you should be here.
Well, you know, I'm glad you gave the kudos to Elizabeth King, and I'm glad you hired her because, and I don't know her personally, at least I don't think I do, but that's one of the things we did in our strategic plan recently at the Chamber was we're trying to upgrade everything we can do with respect to social media and communications, because if you don't tell the world what you're doing, they're just not going to know. And so kudos to you for hiring Elizabeth.
Thank you.
And kudos to Elizabeth for helping set up this interview. And
yep.
I think that pretty much brings us to a close, Jim. So thank you very much, Jim Benson, president of Bishop Stang High School. We really appreciate it. It's been great to hear all the good stuff that's going on at Bishop Stang. I look forward to talking to you in the very near future. And Thank you so much. I'm Mike O'Sullivan, and this was the Education Spotlight sponsored by Bay Coast Bank. Thank you very much.
Thank you.